Oh, hi. I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Distinct Properties.
That would be me.
Oh, hi. My name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
And Local Flash.
Local Splash, right. So we're
Okay.
a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing you on the first page of Google for your services there.
SEO? Yeah.
For
You're gonna do SEO?
the local listings, right? So it's not,
Yeah,
there's
right.
two, yeah, we don't go in and tinker with the website. It's not that kind of SEO.
No, but you just push the link, right?
Not the link, the Google page. So you know when you do that search on
Oh,
Google.
yeah. I just started one. I just started actually a website for Distinct Development as well. But I don't think I established a Google page for that, for Distinct Properties. You can see
Right.
did you get me through my website or what?
Yeah, I see. Well, I see the website. I see there's
Yep.
a Facebook page also, and then
Facebook
there's
page. Yep.
Angie's Leads. You have some reviews through
Yep.
that. Like
Oh,
you've got
sweet, sweet, sweet. So you got the full plethora of everything, or pretty much the start of everything that I have going on the Angie's Leads is a different company. That's actually Distinct Development. So there's two companies involved here. One, my holding company, which is Distinct Properties, and that is got a formal website established as well as social media content developed by a third party over in Thailand, I believe is where they're from. But then we, oops, sorry, I got parking brake on, yeah. And what we have is a construction company which takes care of, for the Boring acquisition, we primarily buy distressed properties. And fix them up. So with that, or in that, we have, did I downshift? No. So in that, we have a construction company that acquires the property, fixes it up to hold, for maximum, appraisal value. And
Oh.
then from there, we hold the property, use it as a short-term rental or long-term, depending on, need and, location, geographic. Because I got stuff up in Menominee, I got stuff up in Michigan, and so it's like I'm just getting used to shifting this thing, so if you could hang out for a second.
Okay, no
Yeah.
worries.
So we're just getting that established and stuff. So I actually have two different companies is what I'm getting to that we could establish such contacts as well as organic search engine optimization, or however you guys handle yourselves or call it, whatever you call it. I understand all of those things. I used to work at, not at, but for Google, not directly, but third party. And so, I have, and also built applications back in 2014 for smartphones and got listed on, iTunes and, Apple, or wait, Android, store there. So I have a full scope and basically equivalent MBA in IT directly. So
Oh, we're speaking the
I
same
have six.
language then.
Yeah, right. So I have like four or five businesses going now, and I just keep business devving out new stuff. So yeah, it'd be great if we could establish representation for Google directly, and that way, because I know that's the mothership. And that's the person we need to impress on the internet is Google. So from there, if you can get me up on the top ranks for even local searches, would be great. And we can work things in that respect. Yeah. If that's your
Okay.
service, I would love to entertain that and find out what kind of costs are involved in it. Because I understand
Absolutely.
that such representation is critical and crucial at this point, being that the monopolizing effect of Google.
Right. And really, the hard part about getting to that first page of Google, it's not really the cost. It's the availability of the area, the geographic
Yep.
area for those services. And that's why we're
Oh.
assigned to that area today. But I'll pull up the cost for
Oh.
you now. Absolutely. And
Well,
I'm sorry, my
absolutely.
name, oh, go
You
ahead.
want the zip code that's going to be correlated to these such things, or?
Well, I have the 53061, but my next question for
That's cool.
you, okay,
Yeah.
that's where you're based? Okay, wonderful. And
Well, primarily, I mean, within 2 miles. So yeah, it's 53042 is the direct mail, direct physical address location. So I mean, I have a N1525 Highway 57 established. I want to, that's all well and good as a shop. But as far as like office and, mailers and stuff like that, I have other, PO boxes and stuff established to, 53020 as well as 53061.
Okay. And I'm sorry, my name again is Tara. Who am I speaking with?
Chad Ray.
Chad, it's nice to meet you.
So, nice to meet you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And you're the sole owner of the state?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're an LLC, but I'm the only guy who's doing anything around here, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And be that what it is, yeah.
Okay. So, and the good news is you have that website already, so we don't have to buy a domain or build out the site. So it will bring the rate down a little bit for you. I'm just grabbing John. He's my regional manager for the area. He's coming over now to apply that rate reduction for me.
Cool.
All right.
Now this, I'd love to establish just one of these companies, and that's the one with the established website, Distinct Properties. So we'll establish that, and I guess, maybe we could provide links from that site, or I can have them in, put the links right into my website. So of Distinct Properties to get back over to Distinct Development, if you will.
Oh, so, I see what you mean. Okay,
to
great.
To get it well-rounded so that even though I don't have an established website for Distinct Development, that is primarily where I derive business and small projects from. So it'd be good to have that book now for your estimate deal enhanced on my Distinct Properties website there. So to link it back through to my other company.
Okay, great. Well, let me grab John. I'll get that rate, and then
I'm sorry. I'm just thinking out loud on how I'm going to establish these things. So
I love
and,
that.
And if there's conflict, you know, that's why I say it out loud to someone who's directly related to the content. If this works or doesn't work is when, you know, I don't expect anything. But if you got something that is not going to work that I'm speaking of, definitely bring it to my attention because I don't want to sound, you know, like I'm too smart or anything. I'm always learning every single day about something. So, if I'm missing something or out of context of something, please bring me back up to speed or tell me to stay in my lane, you know, so
that's essentially
where I'm at.
And John is really knowledgeable too. In fact, I have him here to apply the rate. Hang on for me.
Great.
Thank you for holding. Is this Chad?
Yes, it is.